Blog Talk Radio.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look way down the river, and what do you think I see? I see a band of angels, and they're coming after me. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look down yonder, Gabriel. Put your feet on the land and sea. But Gabriel, don't you blow your trumpet till you hear from me. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Jesus, meet me in the middle of the air. And if these wings don't fail me, I will meet you anywhere. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, meet me, mother and father. Meet me down the river road. And mama, you know that I'll be there when I check in, my Lord. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down.
Good evening. Been a long week. Every day we get up, it's just more and more turmoil, it looks like. No one can decide anything. But what I want to talk about is, what are we willing to give up? Every time we turn around, there's different things. Are we willing to give up teaching our kids things we want them to learn? Are we willing to give up parental rights to the government? Are we willing to give up freedom of growing a garden? Are we willing to give up how long a shower we can take, or how high we can have our temperature set within our homes and things like this? And that's just the scratching the top of the surface of the things that they're coming after, that they're trying to control. Well, that got defeated. But here we are. It's like every time we turn around, they're trying to take away another right or another freedom that we have for some whatever PC purpose or whatever, anything they can make up. It's no secret they've used the gay issue to attack Christianity. And Obama's been attacking Christianity since he's been in office.
Yes, he has.
And he doesn't say nothing about the attacks on Christians around the globe, but any kind of an attack on Islam, and this dude's all over it.
All over, yeah.
And here we are. We're losing our freedoms with inside our houses with the meters they're putting in for the smart meters for water and the smart meters for electricity. Those are control things. the Agenda 21 thing, when you look at it, and the environmental thing, they're going to take, they want to take away our freedom to go out and enjoy nature. They want to take away our freedom to live out in the country and force us all to live in the cities, big conglomerates that they control. And they will also control who you can and cannot associate with.
They want to control our hunting, our fishing.
Yes, hunting, fishing. They want to control over everything.
Our gardens.
And
they're not let you have a garden. They're going to plant their own, and that's it. It's food you get. That's what's it. They're not going to let you garden.
Exactly.
They're not going to let you do nothing. What can you do? I mean, come on, people, wake up. What is it that you're actually going to be able to do if they take it all away?
Nothing.
It's as Charles Barkley said, for 30 years, the Democrats have been screaming about helping the poor, and for 30 years, they're still the poor.
Exactly. Yes.
We witnessed the, I don't know what to call it, the chaos of the EBT card in Louisiana, when these people rushed into the stores and just, and you know who's going to have to pay for that? We will.
We will. We'll pay for everything.
No, you know, I read an article on that today that they said that they could track those cards and find out who done what, and they could actually prosecute those people if they want, if Walmart decides to.
Well, fat chance of that.
It's just going to come out of our pocket. It's never changed. It's just going to come out of your pocket. They scrape enough out of your pocket, but they'll find enough to do some more.
You know,
the biggest stuff being scraped out of my pocket. That gone, it's hard enough to survive paying your own bills, let alone paying lazy people what don't want on their insurance.
Exactly.
Well, you're going to see more of that. I have a feeling that the Obamacare bill is going to crash upon itself and on them.
Caller. Yes, caller.
Hello, caller. How are you today?
Hi, Linda.
Hi, guys. I'm just checking in because I'm getting ready to be seen by my doctor. It's just a well visit. So if I'm lucky, I'll be out here in 20 minutes. But until he walks to the door, I'm going to hang. I'm just going to listen.
All right.
That is fine.
You know,
that's true.
You know, a lot of people I know they around my area, they grow their own little gardens and stuff. Some of them is older, probably retired people, and it gives them something to do. It's their thing that they do every day. They're out there working in their little garden. And the idea they're going to take that away from them. The idea that I might grow tomatoes and want to give one to my neighbor, Chad, and the government's going to tell me, well, I can't do that.
And how long has it been gardens? Oh, my, ever since this place has been around.
And here we are, we're on the precipice talking about budgets and monetary and all this and that, when the truth is, all these little things they want to take away, they want to fine you or whatever, they still want to get into your pockets. And all of our politicians on both sides of the aisle go up here and they're saying all these things and all these things. And you look and the household median income is down. It's been down for a while. But the truth is, you never see the elected's incomes go down.
Oh, no.
Insider investing, insider trading. That's why most of these politicians run for office, because they can get into that and make big bucks on the sides. We see it from the local level to the top.
And then they gripe because they want us to share our wealth.
We finance our enemies the way this government works out. You know, we've watched them launder money, our money, through the stimulus plan to these green energy places, who in turn gave money back to the Democratic political power, some of that money, and then they filed bankruptcy. We're paying them to fight us. We are padding their political pockets by the, if they were Italians, we would be screaming, you know, violation of the RICO Act. And
yeah.
We'd be, you know, we'd be arresting them. I don't know why we're not. And the truth is, neither of these parties' leadership have put the people first. They put themselves first.
All the people are second.
And they all want to reach in our pockets. Every one of them. And we're constantly turning around and finding out, well, it's like Bloomberg with the big soda deal. Wanted to tell you how much you can drink or not drink and this and that. You know, trying to control you. to have control over you as an individual and a person. That's what the health care law is about. It's not about health care at all.
It's control.
Read the thing. It ticks me off how few people have actually read the entire bill.
And the hidden parts, what's in that?
They are now. A little late, but they are now.
The hidden parts, it has nothing to do with health.
Nope.
Them coming in your home and seeing what you got and watching your cupboards, that has nothing to do. Well, it kind of does because that's what you eat. But still, that has nothing to do with
There you are, speaking of what you eat. They put growth hormones in the food. You eat the food. You grow. And then they come back and they want to fine you and tax you for being overweight.
Just like this flu shot that they're trying to force. The flu shot. How many people have died over the flu shot? They're just giving you
too many.
Well, not only that, just like Rod said in the chat room, Rod said his ex-wife and his sister-in-law, sister-in-law went and got flu shots, and they both caught the flu. Why did they get the shots?
Yeah.
It's just another thing to dip in your pocket and say, hey, we're going to help you, but you're not. Just like our government's doing right now. Hey, we're going to help you out. We're going to take your money. You won't have to worry about spending it anywhere but where we want it. They're not doing me no favors. I can do it on my own.
You know, it would be awesome if there was a way we could, like, vote on some of these issues as a populace instead of letting these elected vote for it. Because I would say, okay, you want immigration? All those who want immigration, check this box on your tax sheet. And all those who don't, leave the box blank.
We will take
the money that it costs to pay for them out of the ones who check the boxes. How many do you think would check the box?
Yeah, you know, Bill, see, that was the beginning. Sure. When we first started this government, the whole idea was that we sent those people to represent us at the time, way back in history, because we were too busy trying to make sure that the farm was going and our family was fed and nobody was, you know, ransacking our house. So whatever taxes we did pay, we paid for the sheriff, so the sheriff could come out and make sure no one's burning your house down. So, but we don't have a representative government anymore because they don't give about what we want. Because every time you go to a town hall, they listen and they go back and do what they want anyway. Am I wrong?
I don't care what
How's
we say.
How's that working out for you?
You aren't wrong. I tore into my congressman just the other day. All he does to me is, I'm tired of your photo ops and all this and that. Roll up your sleeves and get your butt in there and kick some rhino and Democrat butt, is what I told him.
Good for you. You know what? We all should do it. And everybody should send a little email to their congressperson and to their senators. Well, I don't have to do my senators because they're total Dems. But to Issa, he's a supposedly Republican. But everybody who has a Republican senator or congressman, send them an email and say, we are defunding the GOP. We don't like the GOP. We will give to individuals like Ted Cruz, only if they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And everybody else, and these big PACs and all those PACs, they can just pound it. We're not giving a dime anymore. That's what I tell them. And just see what they do then.
A little bit of reality for the establishment GOP. Without this Tea Party, you won't win another election.
No.
That's right.
Caller.
Absolutely correct.
Go ahead.
Hillary.
Got another call?
I've elected Hillary for president.
Started there.
I was acting like one of the trolls.
Oh no!
All these guys. I agree with you in one aspect. Why are we paying all these other idiots to do what we could tell somebody to do? My opinion is this: you remember that old saying is, "Cut out the middleman." We need to cut out a bunch of them.
A bunch of middlemen. We got too many dang
cheating on opinions.
We got too many government organizations that are doing the same thing, but every one of them sucking money.
Yep.
We should go through this. If you common sense and you use common sense and you brought all these frills and stuff out in the open and let the public vote on it, you'd see some major cuts in our spending. Because we wouldn't be wasting our money on some of this crap they waste our money on.
Well, you know, you're right, because when you look at the things like that,
the tunnel under the road.
Look at all the money that the taxpayers pay for things like the EPA and the DHS and the evil TSA with their blue gloves scrubbing.
How much money have we spent on them?
We're paying for our own demise. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're funding our own demise every day.
Yes, every day. You know, we're all intelligent people, and we learn from mistakes, and we watch people from their own mistakes. I worked for this company. A guy did 5 different jobs. Well, when they got rid of him, they hired one, and he had to hire 5 different people to do that job while he sat and watched them. That's what we're doing.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's exactly what we're doing. If you really sit and seriously think about it, that's all we're doing. We have all these congressmen in there and all these government things. What are we doing? We're passing the buck for somebody else to do it. We don't want to do it. That's what they're doing. They're saying, hey, I don't want to. So we'll hire somebody else to do it.
All they're concerned about is holding office.
Yeah, they want to keep office.
Re-election, whatever.
Oh, yeah. So if I suddenly drop off, it's because I'm being interrupted.
And I agree with Sandy in the chat room. Sandy, absolutely right. We need to stop. We need the federal government to stop messing in the state's issues. I agree. That would solve a lot of the problems in the first place. Our state should be doing our own thing. Yes, they have to have a boundary and a guideline. But I think that our president and a lot of the Congress are sticking their nose way too far into the state.
We have reversed the system. The people are supposed to be the ones in charge.
Yes, yes.
And the politicians are their servants. They are our employees. Instead, our employee thinks he's our boss.
Exactly.
You have to repeal the 17th Amendment. This is crucial. Because what happened when they got the 17th Amendment in there, that took all of the state legislature's power and the 10th Amendment power away from the states, and they're homogenized and rendered useless. So you have a representative in your district, and you have 2 state senators that the public elects, but believe me, those senators have no allegiance to anybody in that district at all, or the state.
A state can get by with 2 senators, a state can get by with 2 congressmen.
Yep. We don't need bunches.
It's crazy.
We don't need to be
it's upside
all
down.
These extra people.
You know, like I said, there's so many extra people. Like I'm saying, there's just so many extra people. And why is that? I mean, why?
Because we keep putting up with it. And, if we just got to stop paying for it, just stop it.
Yeah.
My gripes is we have played too nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All we do by playing nice is allow them to build themselves up stronger to defend against us.
Right, but I don't think you don't need to go after them with, you know, muskets and whatever else you got, because if you don't think they'll use F-16s on our people, you're crazy. You don't think they'll napalm that whole damn place? They do it in a heartbeat. They don't care about you. So I'm not going up with them with guns. I think we ought to do it, like Ron says, start using your own currency. Screw them. Don't trade. Don't have your bank accounts. There's been so many people taking their money out of accounts to protect it because they're going to do haircuts. I was hearing that on Glenn's show today. They're going to start doing it. They're doing it in Europe right now, and that's what Ann Barnhart talked about on her video about stealing depositors' money, just raping it right out of there like they did in Cyprus. And it's going to be ugly. And when they do it here, that's when it'll be too late, but then people will, you know, then they'll wake up because it's hit them like a ton of bricks. And it's going to be too late.
I feel sorry for the people that depend on all those kind of things and stuff. I myself have never done that. I'm from an area it's not our way here. We look out for each other. And somebody's always growing stuff. Somebody's always killing something and skinning it. And, you know, we're always, we victuals and food and stuff, we don't, no problem. We have it all year round here. But I don't know how people who live in the bigger cities and depend on spend money coming in and this and that, when the money's going to be taken away from them before they ever get it, there's going to be the biggest chaos and stuff. And I'm glad I don't live in a city, but I do have feel sorry for those who do.
You know, speaking of the city, I don't know, did you read an article, Linda? I did. I caught it off Facebook yesterday that they're going to try, that one of the plans of the agendas is to force suburban areas to move back into the city.
That's Agenda 21. Linda and I have been going off on that for a while, bro.
They're wanting to move us all back in there.
Everything this government is doing is, you can look it up, but everything this government is doing is directly linked to Agenda 21.
Now, I think moving,
now people scream NWO and all this and that. Well, NWO may be who runs the agenda, but it is Agenda 21, sustainable development.
I agree, Doc.
Ike Lee's involved in it, and our area, Bloomington, is sucking right into it. Bloomington's the most liberal area, city in our area.
They're doing it in my town. My
yeah, can't hear you, buddy.
Doing it near his town. Are you in a closet?
Are you in a closet again?
I'm smoking.
No. My can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
My pull man's business, right? There's a highway going in off of bypass 41, and they're going to knock down all these businesses that are in there. So my pool man told me a really sad story that his boss was so upset and distraught that he was doing drugs, right? They had a Baker Act him because the business is going under, and indeed he doesn't know what to do. So they ended up Baker Acting the guy, and because he was just so strung out because of this highway that's coming and knock down all these mom and pop's businesses. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
We sit in our own area where they're trying to build apartments and stuff out along the interstate, which is part of the agenda. Read your county comprehensive plan. Every county has one. Read it. I suggest you highly you read it. It is the beginning steps of Agenda 21. And then when you read it, read who signed it in your county so you know who was responsible for bringing that issue to your county. I've done it here, and I've been on my state rep because he was one of the people who signed on to it. Hell, he don't even know what he signed.
Nope, probably didn't even read it.
Probably so, because he's Bill First is our county commissioner. And he's just another crook in the system, and it's getting to the point where, you know, Bill, I don't even bother with these guys anymore. I don't even mess with them anymore. I know what they're doing. They're just tearing up this town and like no tomorrow. It's unbelievable.
I've interjected myself into many issues here in my county. Chad and Lonnie can both vouch for that. That has surely not made me a popular person amongst the elected.
I'm not popular either. Believe me.
I don't mean, I don't be popular.
I got in their face, Bill, two summers ago. Vern Buchanan, my congressman, didn't want to have any part of me. He didn't want to debate me. He didn't want any part of me. You know, so I fought. I've been on the hell on. It's almost 2 years since I've been on the show, right? And it's just like I've been fighting like to no end, and I can't fight anymore. I'm done. Well,
that's when you gotta suck it up, Robert. Rejuvenate yourself somehow, self motivate yourself, and get back out there. Because I figure you're like me. We're our ages and stuff. It really ain't mattering so much on us. But by gosh, there are children, and there are those who cannot fight for themselves, and somebody has to do it. And somebody asked me once, "Well, why do you do it?" And I said, if I don't, who will?
I know, but God Almighty, it's not about, I'm tired of helping, not about us older people, Robert.
It's about the younger generation, and are we going to be able to save their future?
I understand that you're tired.
No. Well,
I've been at this 7 years, Robert. 7 years, brother. I've been at, and I get I get to work so tired, and I just want to lay down and let it go. But after all it takes is for me to see a picture of one of my grandkids or to see somebody else's child, and I'm up and fired up and rejuvenated and going again.
The College of Public Health is closed down because of this government shutdown.
Yeah, but Obama can still go play his golf.
That
makes no sense.
I'm glad I took the semester off because the $1,800, you know, it's going to be $1,800 for a three credit graduate school level course. $1,800, Bill. You know, nobody can afford that. I can't even afford $1,800 a semester anymore. And it's getting outrageous. You can't even, you know, it's unbelievable. So now the Supreme Court, that's going to be a good one, you know, on the education program for Thursday night. I'm trying to remember her name. Now I'm having an Alzheimer's moment. I can't remember her name. Tell me, Linda. Help me.
Terry.
The Supreme Court is deciding now, or is ruling, who are supposed to go to school now, in college. They're going to have separate rulings of who is allowed to go to school now. Did you guys know that? Terry needs to vote on that one because that's a crucial thing. And the Supreme Court is going to rule who's going to decide who should go to school and who should go to college or not. I don't know the details of it yet. But I've been looking into it. I still can't find any more information on it as of yet. But that's a scary, frightening thing.
Well,
so. As far as I'm concerned, we're already a communist nation. We are a true communistic nation, if you like it or not. I believe we're there. I think we already are there.
I don't think we're there yet, but we are on the steps to being there. Okay, but it ain't a communist country yet.
I'm still breathing.
We can still stop.
I hope so, Chad, because I don't see it any other way right now. I mean, I haven't. Look what Mitch McConnell. Look what Mitch McConnell did to us.
But Robert, I was awake to Mitch McConnell in 2006 when I was fighting amnesty. Then I was fighting Mitch McConnell. I was fighting George Bush, but I was also fighting John McCain.
Yes.
Harry Reid, and the likes of them. And here they are, they're right back at it. The other party's doing the same thing. They're all in on the big global agenda, Agenda 21. It was brought in by Bush 1, talked about. Pelosi brought it to the House floor in 92, that was rejected. Clinton went around Congress and took it to the UN and signed on to it as sustainable development. And George G.W. Bush came in and started putting things into place, and now Obama's in there and trying to finalize it.
It's unbelievable. This was a planned scheme, Bill, since Ross Perot. Ross Perot was the only guy who had it right.
Well, I don't know that.
Ross Perot was like Dr. Paul in certain respects. and everybody thought he was crazy, just like everybody else. So, you know, it's about time we need a third party. We just need a third party. We need a big one. I mean,
I voted for Alfred E. Newman over Jimmy Carter.
You're funny, Bill. Stop.
Between him and Paulson, I mean, I wasn't voting for Carter.
Oh, Mad Magazine. That's funny. Oh, my Lord. But I really had it. I need to go see him to get inspired again, because, man, I just don't know anymore. I listen to all this stuff all day long, Bill, and I got such a headache just listening to it. I just got
a I understand that totally. But Robert, the moment we give up, we lost.
That means they won.
I got so
nauseated. All I'm doing, Robert, my brother, all I'm doing is I'm trying to hold ground till God gets here.
That's it.
I'm holding ground till God gets here.
Amen.
Hey, I tell you, I can't wait, man, because, it's just... I see all this stuff. I never thought I would live my dying days to know that whether or not my parents had anything to do with this agenda, number one, because they were both Democrats, and two, I never thought I would hear my own brother say that he loved Obamacare. And number three,
you know,
I just had
an uncle to me that was a diehard Democrat for years. Last weekend, wasn't it, Chad?
Yep, last weekend.
Came up to me and told me he was switching political parties because of Obamacare. He was joining the Tea Party.
So the
A lifelong Democrat joining the Tea Party because of Obamacare.
He's an anarchist then, and a communist. He's an anarchist. They called them Tea Party people anarchists.
We all know how their view of the Tea Party is so screwed up. When people realize that the Tea Party is just the average people, it freaks them out.
Yep.
Because they believe that we're way different than what we are.
And it's just the people what's fed up with the bullcrap.
And if you go back and look at the evidence, you'll see it's the left who resorts to violence and intimidation tactics.
Well, I mean, this is what I don't understand, Bill. I don't understand this. You know, the Senate has not passed a budget in 5 years. They demand, they can get what they want.
Who's been in office that 5 years?
What's that now?
I said, who's been in office that 5 years?
Obama.
That's right.
The Senate hasn't passed a budget in 5 years, and they're making demands on us to have their way, to give them a blank check.
And they're trying to disguise it. He's only going to borrow $1.1 trillion. And that would put our deficit up around, a little over $18 trillion, they say. But we already know if we look at the debt, that's a bull crap lie. It's already $22 trillion before he borrows this $1.1 trillion. Then you throw in about $1 worth of amnesty, and son, we're sunk. We are financially one of the pillars of a 21. That's why they pushed all these rules. You got to destroy the culture, and you got to destroy the economy. You can do it with one sweep.
I don't understand one thing, Bill. How can he claim that he cut the deficit in half when he only really cut was the penny in half and devalued the dollar? I don't understand that.
No, he did. What he cut in half was how much they were going to spend. They still spent money.
No, he's claiming he cut half. He's
You're not understanding. You're not understanding how they do this. If they was going to, it's like the food stamp fight when they said that the Republicans cut spending for food stamps. They were fighting for a $65 billion or $1 million or something like that increase. And what they got was a $35 billion increase. So they didn't get the big increase. So that's where they count that as a deficit, that the Republicans cut the spending, cut the food stamp program. No, they didn't.
No.
They're still going to spend. And it's the same way with the deficit. They didn't spend $2 trillion. They only spent 1.7. That's a deficit cut. That's how they rate it.
Yeah, but with the stimulus.
Look it up. We passed the debt ceiling in May. Look it up.
I know we did.
It was $16 trillion. We passed that in May. We have ran $1 trillion over.
Yeah.
And no one said anything about that. Now they're wanting to borrow more. Now they're wanting to spend more.
Exactly. That's what I. That's why I questioned him. How he could say he cut the deficit. He didn't cut the deficit in half, Bill. He didn't cut it in half. I don't.
Robert, look at the U.S. debt clock. It has never stopped moving forward. Until that clock stops and goes backwards, there has been no deficit cut.
None.
So, Bill, what is the beef then when Nancy Pelosi keeps on saying we're losing $1 million a day by the government shutdown? We're wasting $1 million $1 million a minute?
Other immorality, Robert.
You can't believe what comes out of her mouth.
She can't even believe what comes out of her mouth. Nancy Pelosi is the only elected official who has a pass at paying the minimum wage at one of her factories in American Samoa. She doesn't have to pay minimum wage. She got an exemption from paying minimum wage. Did you know that?
When
she cut off that water to the valley down there, to that fertile ground, and she cut all that water off, she didn't cut off the water to her vineyards.
Oh, no.
No. That's why that Mexican actor from California, what's his name, Linda, he got so upset about that, remember?
Off there right now. Linda's not online right now.
She's not in there.
Paul Rodriguez?
Yeah, Rodriguez got pissed off. He got really pissed off about that. He got angry about that. He was ticked off. He really was.
Oh.
That's what they were saying. That's what they were saying. They care more about fishes than they do human beings. You know.
Oh crap! Come on. There are over 2,000 new species of animal and wildlife found every year. Did you know that? Every year,
yeah,
a new.
Yeah.
Thousand new species. They just found one in a zoo in New York, I think it was, in New Jersey, in a zoo. They found an unknown species living in a zoo.
Oh, man.
This whole crap. These people are the same. They would have tried to preserve dinosaurs and everything else throughout. Don't let nothing die. Blah blah blah. They're the same people that in the end will probably, if there's justice, will be ate by some animal.
Yes.
Unbelievable, man. So
the distractions, the distortions, and the bald-faced lies that come out through the media, through your elected's lips and stuff. Chad once said he wished that we had a way we could put a light on our TVs that when one of them lied, it would light up.
That's funny.
I wanted to put a shock collar on them, but thought that was a little harsh.
I want to just punch a wall in the nose. I really do.
Oh, I'd like to take them all out, Robert, the old-fashioned way, put them in stocks, and we all gather up rotten vegetation and throw at them.
Absolutely, man. They need a history lesson. They need something.
A wake-up call.
I just don't understand this guy's philosophy, Obama's philosophy. You got to spin your way out of a recession.
Raising debt ceiling doesn't increase the debt.
You can't spin yourself out of recession. There's no damn way.
Well, it's just like them.
All your life you've been taught growing up, you can't spend your way out of debt. Yet here we are living under a government whose idea is they can spend their way out of debt.
Well, just like that about the bills. When they don't even read the bill before they pass it, they pass the bill, then they read it. Now, come on.
You got to wonder how much crap's out there that they pass that they have no concept they pass.
No concept what they, yeah. Every time you sign anything, you pass anything, you're supposed to read the stuff before you even sign
it. Well, that's just like a record contract. Don't you read the contract before you sign it? When you buy a car, doesn't there have all that stipulation there?
Yeah.
You read it, or are you just signing it, hey, this sounds good?
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to read it. You're supposed to write anything that you write in your signature on, you're supposed to read.
They don't. No.
They just say, oh, I got to do this because I need to get reelected. I need money in my pocket.
We'll just read this after the fact. We'll just sign this. And then when you actually read the bill, it gives them power to come in your homes and do this and take away that. And it's stupid.
You know, the biggest thing is you don't know what to believe in the media. There's so many things flying around right now in the media. I mean, literally flying around. Facebook had one comment last night that they decided they're going to start impeachment processes on Obama on Thursday. No other place I seen was picking that up. Didn't see it on Fox, didn't see it on anywhere else. Just one thing. Now, how do we know that's true?
That's right. If you can't verify something, you can't.
I mean, who do you know it's true? You know,
because I've read so much crap on there, on other sites too. I go to other sites, and it's the same problem there. People get missed thing. The other day, there was a thing going around telling people not to do this, that, because it lets people see your stuff and this stuff. And the truth was, what they were doing was cutting you off from communicating to other people.
Exactly. I saw that too, and I could not validate that that's true.
Well,
Sandy, I hope it is. I'd love to see him impeaching. Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Well, it could possibly happen because he's, you know, the whole, now. I mean, with this health care, now the heritage people told
he committed treason when he went around and waved the right and armed Al Qaeda in Syria. He committed treason. And he's done it before on many others. But your elected sit there and say nothing. And it's hard to do something when you got an injustice department with Eric Holder, the biggest racist out there, running it. You got an FPLC, which, if you look at it and read, there's groups that you got to wonder, why the hell are they naming these groups as threats, but yet these others like La Raza and all them, they don't say crap about. It's another liberal tank.
Glad to see you back.
Totally bullcrap. We've gotten in our country. It's not just in our federal government in Washington D.C. It's in state governments, and it's in local governments.
They're all corrupt.
Power, money.
Where is Eric Holder? We haven't seen him around, have we?
He's probably on vacation with Michelle.
Oh,
Oh, Lord. Anybody seen her?
Oh, my Lord. Oh,
there's that woman garden at the White House, and they say her garden's going to hell because they ain't got nobody to go out there. If it's her garden, why ain't she out there taking care of it?
No.
Now, that's how it works around here.
You know, I tell you, this Obamacare, Jesus. I don't know.
In Obama's face. It already is. You're already seeing Democrats screaming and hollering about it when they're seeing how much they're going to have to pay.
Has anybody in the room?
I guess they thought that everybody but Democrats was going to have to pay. I don't know what they thought.
Has anybody in the room tried to get into the website? I tried all since October 1st. I can't get in. into the website.
There was a report on Glenn's show today that the people, you know, because they were trying to say how many people got onto the website, how many people were doing this. There was only, like, I think it was 5,000 people who actually signed up out of, I think, 51,000 who tried to get in. And the reason they didn't sign up, once they got through, you had to fill out a form with all this information before you even got a quote as to how much it was going to cost you. Like, don't think so.
But you do get the chance to register to vote.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez. That's right.
It's ridiculous. It's like going to test drive a car and they make you fill out a gazillion forms just before you test drive it. Who's going to do that?
They just take your driver's license. And that's exactly true. You can get driver's license from some of the car lots and they say, give us your driver's license or they'll go with you. Now, filling out all the paperwork and stuff.
Now you got to worry about hackers. After you try to sign in, you got to worry about hackers taking what you're worth.
It's ridiculous.
You had the head of
McAfee come out and said it was a hacker's dream.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, my Lord.
One person that was one of the navigators arrested, they had a warrant for him. I'm not even sure what that was about, but I've seen that on the news. So you find out that they're using taxpayer money to pay Acorn to go out here and promote Obamacare.
I thought we were done with the Acorn.
Taxpayer money paying Acorn to go out there and promote Obamacare.
I thought we had a big old scam.
I thought Acorn was banned from federal funding.
That's what I thought so.
Oh,
too.
No. But that's not true
I guess if you support Obama, you get free money because it seems like all his supporters are getting passes. Now they're going to give the unions a pass on Obamacare. Imagine that. If that should piss America off.
Yeah, it should. Well, you know, this is, I mean, when you talk about the corruption, it does go all the way down to local government because I battle with the clowns in our city hall all the time. And the ones that drive me completely bonkers are the three rhinos. They have the R after their names. But they're as progressive as Margaret Sanger, I'm telling you. I've never seen anything like it. And they don't even know that they are. Disgusting.
I've told you how it works here for me. If I show up at a town hall meeting or something, the moment I'm seen, the town hall meeting is called off.
Oh, my gosh. You need to find a disguise or something. Oy vey, can you go in drag, Bill?
I really kind of like the fact of going in there and letting people see that they're that intimidated. Because I've read some of this crap they've got, and I actually know what's going on, and I know how they're using their insider investing and who's involved and stuff, and I'm not afraid to go out there and tell it.
Good. And you know
you
what
only
else? We did have a victory here in San Diego. They got Filner today. He actually pled out because he didn't want to go through a trial and have 20 women or so paraded and telling their stories about his filthiness. And he got 5 years probation. He got 3 months house arrest, and he lost his pension completely. And he can never ever run for public office ever again or hold public office in his life.
Tell him good luck that those stories will never get out there, because I'm sure they'll be in the Inquirer next week.
Absolutely.
And the
worst
part of this was that might have been a slap on the wrist. How many months in the house arrest?
But do you know, it was 3 months house arrest. But if he's ever, if somebody comes out and goes to a police department or a DA and complains that he has violated his probation, he'll be serving jail time, because they'll throw him.
Sure.
You know, that's
sure.
What probation means, guys. If you violate, you're going back.
That would be if Jerry Brown don't pardon him.
Oh, Christ, that damn moonbeam. I just call him Mini-Me Mussolini. Oh, God, he's such a fascist. This man is, look, if you guys want to know what amnesty looks like, come to California, because he just granted it to everyone in California. Every illegal got, you know, I mean, this is what's going on here. He has signed seven or nine draconian gun bills. They're so bad, guys, that he has banned lead ammo for hunting in California. He is doing all this horrible stuff on magazine capacity. In fact, the NRA and the Gun Owners of America Association are suing him over this. This is how bad it is. It's that bad.
You can't even get any 38 caliber bullets here anymore in Sarasota County.
Go online.
Why?
Go online.
We tried to stock up.
Robert, go on the computer and go to Ammunition to Go. Order it online like I do.
Well, Sandy, if California keeps acting up the way they do with their weird old politicians, I think we're going to dig a trench and shove that sucker into the ocean.
Uh-oh, the soap. Get the soap. Get the soap.
Sandy's chat room said that, you know, she thought years ago that you guys were supposed to break off and go to the ocean anyway.
And we lost Linda there. It's sad that, you know, you can look at California and think that's the kind of crap they want to do to the rest of us. They're overrunning.
What do you expect of
all this stuff about, well, we need foreign workers because American workers aren't educated enough. Bull crap.
You have all the oceanfront property in Nevada. Good, Sandy.
Yeah. So, Phil, what do you expect the revolution to really hit? I mean, what are we looking at?
I expect Obamacare is going to be the nucleus for a revolt. And I'm not saying a revolution. I'm saying a revolt, but I'm not meaning a violent type of revolt. I'm meaning even the Democrats are going to start to scream and holler, and the American people of all. It may be the thing that brings Americans together.
Caller.
I wasn't trying to say anything. I was just listening.
Okay, welcome, though. Welcome.
When people are actually having, and the best way to work them up is get in their pocket. Obamacare is going to city people in their pocket. Last week I talked to a number of Democrats that were switching their party because of Obamacare. I don't know what they thought, and I don't know what other people thought. But when you were looking at the numbers and stuff, you had to know it was going to cost. They were going to have to get that money from somewhere, and the only places they could get that money is from people. And that I see being a big catalyst in a swing here, but I don't see it being the establishment Republican Party coming out of this. I think you're going to see a new generation with Mike Lee and Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and the likes of those people more leading the country, and then you're going to see some Democrat politicians come out that they're going to break away from the pack too, and they'll break along the same kind of lines and stuff. Where they're listening more to the people than they are to the money, the boycott, the lobbyists, and all this and that. They're listening.
Do you really believe that's going to happen?
No.
I don't think that's going to happen either.
Oh, I think you are going to see that happen.
I think some of the Democrats, I think they'll leave their
You're already seeing it.
I've already seen it.
Joe Manchin.
Do you guys know Wilbur Mills?
What's that?
Bill, do you know Wilbur Mills? You know, they used to be on CNBC. He's now a Fox News contributor. He switched. He was a diehard progressive, Wilbur Mills.
Oh, yeah.
Diehard. He's now a Fox News contributor.
He sounds like a politician.
He is. Well, they all are.
He sounds like a politician where he's not a man of principle, and he can switch his ideology in the middle of the stream and pick up another job. I think both parties.
I like that. That was a good comment.
I think both parties are ruled. You had an elected in Louisiana who switched parties, and he gave the reason because he was walking off the plantation.
Oh God!
He wasn't going to stay on the liberal plantation any longer.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that guy. I know who you're talking about.
And he took the majority, you know, in his area, he's dominant.
Wow. So you're from Louisiana?
No. I'm not. I read about this down there. I have friends in Louisiana. I have friends all over.
Good state of Indiana is where we're from.
I think that the country's going to get fed up with politicians in general.
Oh, yeah.
And when that happens...
I think the country is fed up with politicians in general. The polls say so.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But why is it? It's because they've lied to us. It's because they've used us. It's because they're only looking out for their own pockets and wealth and...
Their friends,
you know, whoever keeps them in office and stuff. And both sides do that and have been doing it. And you look, you have a young guy come out, and anybody that comes out, Ron Paul, for example. Ron Paul spoke out, and he wasn't the establishment, and they demonized him, and they went after him. Democrats didn't have to. The establishment Republicans did it.
Sure did.
I agree with my friend in the chat room, Sandy. They have made themselves elite. That's exactly what it's became. They're an elite group of people that can have the money in their pocket. The rest of you have to. Basically, they're just wanting us to bow down and give them what we make.
They love division. They love division. Keep us divided, because don't let the American people get together on any issue, because if they ever do, that's the end of the elite establishment.
Well, I mean, you know, it's the old saying. And this goes with you're talking about, you know, the congressmen, they pick people, their buddies and stuff, get contracts for the highways and stuff like that. Why do you think some of those guys are billionaires and trillionaires? Because the government's helping them keep their money in their pocket. It's not fair. I mean, you and I could go in here. If I was a congressman and you were somebody else, turn right around and say, hey, I got the lowest bid. I might not have the lowest bid, but I'm going to get it because I'm...
What about the no-bid contracts? All the no-bid contracts to supply for the Iraqi war. A lot of those contracts went through with no bid at all.
Exactly. No bid at all. Where did they go? They went to the Congress.
Went to the cronies of Dick Cheney.
Exactly.
Well, a lot of them did.
It's a dictatorship more than it is anything else anymore.
On the same token, I could point out some things from GE, and it would be the same way.
From General Electric, you said?
GE, General Electric.
Right.
You know, we're talking about, there's all kinds of things going on in the chat room, too. Timothy's right about the voting machine.
I'm saying the same as him. It's always somebody's buddy making the money off of us.
Exactly. Off us.
But what did
Timothy said. Our buddy in the chat room, Timothy, made a good point. You know, they need to get rid of those electric machines. Now, I was listening yesterday. They're going to give you a ticket. This shows that you were there and
a receipt
you voted
for your vote.
And,
your receipt.
It's just like a receipt, basically, saying, yeah, you could be here. That's going to be a joke.
Holy God.
Voter ID would be better than anything going on right now.
Well, we have it in Indiana. Some states don't have it, but Indiana does have it. We won at the Supreme Court, even.
Yeah.
You really think that the voter fraud is that big where it's swaying elections?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in the state of Indiana, we put three Democrats in prison just in the last year that were involved in a voter fraud, voter registration fraud, where they fraudulently added names and stuff to the list
that were dead.
And the fact is, Obama and Hillary did not make the ballot in the state of Indiana. It was fraud.
Fraud, voter fraud.
And the people went to prison for it. Look it up.
Voter fraud is prevalent in Florida, where I live. I mean, it's just prevalent. It's unbelievable how bad it is.
You got 3.1
the Chad?
People live in Oregon, and 5 million people voted.
Exactly.
Remember, if Florida had messed up, if Florida had messed up on their voter fraud, and when Al Gore was running for president, he would have been our president instead of George W. Bush. And look where our country would have really been headed.
You think Bush would? You think Gore would have done a worse job than Bush?
Absolutely.
Oh hell yeah! He's already showed it. Yeah. He goes around pushing a global lie because he's so invested in carbon exchanges. That's where he's hoping to make his billions. Look up the old Chicago Carbon Exchange. Al Gore was in that. Sure,
well, I mean that's a. This is a an argument that's a what if a hypothetical argument, but. I don't know. Bush sure left us in pretty darn bad shape.
Wait a minute.
Bush left us in pretty bad shape. When he left office, it was like a little over $10 trillion in national debt.
Just the national debt. We were losing jobs.
And now, if you look at the debt clock and you forward it to 2016, you're going to see our debt's going to be $22 trillion. And that's before they spend another damn dime. That's before they spend another damn dime, which means Obama has more than doubled the national debt of all his predecessors combined.
You can't be happy about that.
No. I don't know why. I want to know when the national debt hit $1 million, why wasn't someone throwing a fit?
True. Yeah, but just remember why we didn't have any jobs is because, Bill Clinton passed NAFTA, and NAFTA made all the jobs go away to overseas.
Right. That's right. They're all in it together.
That's what I talk about Agenda 21, because if you look at the beginnings, you see that both political parties were in it together.
Oh, yeah.
They're in on it together.
They both was discussing it, both on the floor. I watched it with my own eyes.
Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, every one of them.
Then how can you be on one side and not the other?
I'm an independent. I don't like either political.
Okay.
I don't like. I'm an independent.
Okay,
dude.
You know what?
I don't like establishment Republicans, and I don't like the Democrats.
Nope.
I don't blame you.
I can't stand either of them.
I like America, and I love my country.
There you go.
And at my age, I'm looking at what they're doing and the destruction and the debt they're piling on my grandchildren and others' grandchildren and the great-grandchildren I haven't even seen yet. And that makes me ticked off. When they're destroying the youth's future, they want to dominate them. They want to control them like they're some kind of clone, not even a human. Don't want them to have their own thoughts or anything. Well, then I'm going to stand up and fight.
That's right. We all will.
And that's what Agenda 21 is. That's the end goal of Agenda 21, a total controlled populace, and the elite reap all the benefits. And there are no middle, because you've used worldly
population to get rid of it. It's like that right now. Profits are privatized, and debt is publicized. They push the debt off on the public.
Yeah. Well, not only the public, this is not just for the public right now. This is for the grandkids in the future.
They're the public. We're the public. We're the one that's responsible for this debt. We're the ones that pays it off. Our tax dollars and we're not even paying anything on the principal, and that we're raising the debt. Yeah, this
is
just to make the interest payment. It's a mess.
Yeah, exactly what
I
said.
What we're all about.
And I know you can relate to this. You go to a bank and you borrow money, you get a loan, and then you go back and you have to tell the bank, I can't afford to pay the principal, and I can't quite pay the interest.
So loan me some more where I can do both.
Yeah, so loan me some more money. You think that's all right?
It doesnn't work like that, right?
That's the way this is going right now.
Well, you know what? It may work like that if you got very, very, very good credit.
Credit. I'm sorry. As long as you're the president, you can get away with this. But other than that, you're not going to get away with it.
It's not just him. It's the Congress.
The whole Congress. I mean, come on. They're supposed to take our money and do what? What are they really there for?
How much of our money do they spend to fight us?
Well, how much money are they wasting right now shutting down the government? When they open that place back up, how much are they actually saved? Not a damn dime. Because it costs them more to put more police out there for the memorial, more for them to go out there and
buy
barricades. I wonder how many barricades they had to buy for all that.
No, what I want to know is this. How did they have all them signs ready that morning? All the stuff they had and all the equipment and everything else, how did they have all that ready that morning?
Well, they
already
saw this coming.
And everything.
They saw this coming. This was...
Yeah, exactly.
They knew it was going to happen.
But it's distracted us from other stuff like Benghazi and the IRS and the NSA. And
the NSA is more important than everything else. I just read something right now that says that the NSA is collecting, not just reading your emails, but
collecting who's
on your list of emails, your email list.
Yep.
And they don't do it just here in the U.S. They're doing it all over the world.
Well, that's why it's a global agenda. You look at the monetary crash down in Europe, and I don't know how it's standing because all they're doing is they're passing the debt around to each other. And it's ridiculous. But you look at what's happening here, and there's a point where, you know, the people that are here working and stuff, they're going to feel like, why are they even attempting this? Because they can't get nowhere. When the people, look at that frenzy that happened over the food stamp stuff, and you know that if something happens and you cut off food stamps, it's going to be chaos in every major place there is around. I wouldn't think so in Lawrence and Freetown. You'd probably get your butt shot by Denny.
I think they pulled that stunt on purpose as a test run to see what would happen.
I think they do.
You're right.
I think they do. And I think they've been running test runs on us on different things for a multitude of years.
What about Boston? They shut down the whole city to look for one guy? Yeah, it's a serious thing. What happened? But I've never seen a whole city shut down where they declared martial law without declaring martial law to look for one guy, and they rolled out the artillery. Now that's a city, and I didn't even know cities had tanks and stormtroopers like that. Those guys, that's pretty serious.
Oh, they do now,
right?
DHS has billion bullets.
Dang.
No, we weren't saying anything.
Yeah, Sandy,
well,
they're beta test ejects.
No, we are. We're beta test guinea pigs.
Well, I know about beta tests and GAPPG tests and MMPIs and things. And I never had a beta test, but I have graded some, and you would not believe some of the things I've seen. And we are guinea pigs to them. But truthfully, without our money, they are nothing.
True.
And
besides voting it up.
And they keep spending. And the more they spend, they got to find another way to come and get more from us after they already spent their to their limits. So they got to come and get more. Cities do it. That's why they come up with, we're going to fine you for your dog. We're going to fine you for your grass being a half inch too high. We're going to fine you for this. We're going to fine you for that.
Well, I kind of agree with that. You think about it, you know, when it's time, end of the month, make a quota on what they got to spend and stuff, do you not notice you get more tickets out there?
Oh, yeah.
Speeding tickets, rolling to a stop. Where do you think that money's
going? Do you know how much those tickets cost in California?
How much?
I parked in the red accidentally. I thought I was good, but I was probably maybe, not even the full fender, but I guess I was in the red. That's a $90 ticket. And that if you call $90 is in Los Angeles. And then normally you can fight it. If you try to fight it, you go through an automated system. First you have to pay it and you make your claim via you leave a message on the service, and then they get back with you in 2 weeks. And my friend told me, he said he's gotten two tickets since he's lived over there, and he went through the process each time, and that they just, you never win. You never win.
No.
It's a money machine.
Exactly.
Running a stoplight or a Hollywood stop, as you call it, where you don't really stop and you make the turn. Or you just stop a little bit and don't stop completely. That's a $360 ticket. That's a small fortune for a small infraction like that.
That's one paycheck of mine.
Well, the bottom of it is with the ATM.
Well, everything's and I'm sure it doesn't. It may not be as much in Indiana, but that's crazy.
Well, it's pretty high here if they catch you traffic tickets and stuff too.
Right.
And in Indiana we have the traffic, when they put in the law for seatbelts, it was like, well, we're going to pass this, but we're not going to enforce it. And, hell, that was, next thing you know, they're out here got stops looking for you.
$25 seatbelt ticket.
And I can understand it some, I guess. But that's
the other thing.
Going to town and you find out, well, your dog got out of the yard, so they're fining you $25. What?
Yeah, really.
And you know that it comes down to some politicians or a group of them have overspent and they need more money, so that's why they come up with these new regulations and laws and fines, because they're trying to cover they're trying to feed their spending frenzy.
Well, what happened that isn't discussed is that when this economy collapsed in 2008. These mortgage-backed securities, municipalities invested in them, state invested in them, pension funds invested in them, other countries invested in them. When they went bad, that money's gone. It's lost.
Yeah.
Now the economy constricts, property values drop, so the income from property taxes, which is the way a lot of counties are supported, that's the largest contributing factor. So property values drop, so property tax collections drop. It's almost like a perfect storm. It's almost like it's all by design, and it puts the squeeze on each and every one of us.
Oh yeah.
And if you're in business or do business, run a small business, it's harder and harder to do business because your clients or your people just don't have the income that they had 10, 15 years ago.
Brother, when they started going after the lemonade stands, we should have thrown a fit then. when a little kid couldn't have a lemonade stand. Oh, my gosh. And that was right there, you know. And it is. It's the greed of the elected. Once they get in there, they use their position. Then they're not really in there to serve you. They're in there to see how they can serve themselves.
The majority of them, they're opportunists. Look at them. A guy starts off as a guy.
Insider investing and insider trading should be outlawed. It should not be allowed. But these people make their money on the side. They don't make their money as their elected money, what they get paid. That's pittance to what they make on the side with their investments and stuff.
And their elected money ain't too bad to live in. The lowest amount a member of Congress gets, a member of the House of Representatives, $174,000 a year. Along with all the perks, along with being able probably to travel for free, and all the free lunches and banquets and everything that they attend by the lobbyists, yeah. But no,
I'm sorry not to cut you off, but you're wrong. It's not free. It's our money that they're paying it.
Well, free to them. Free to them is what I'm saying.
Yeah. But we're still paying everything that goes on, just like what's
going on. Absolutely.
Just like you said last week, heck, I'll take them up there and buy them lunch. You ain't buying them lunch, motherfucker. You're buying them out of my pocket. Get your hand out of my pocket. There ain't much in there. A couple pennies.
That's the truth. They hit you where it hurts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They find ways. And it comes down to all we're doing is promoting the corruption and stuff. And I've said it before, I think I could take average people, 10 average people from each country, sit down if we could communicate and solve more of the world's problems in a month than these governments have done in 100 years.
Well, their job is to govern and to control people.
As we both know, that's not how it was meant to be. We're the ones who's supposed to be in control, not the elected.
They work for us.
They work for us.
Yeah.
And it's a shame we can't just fire them all.
You're gonna see a lot of heads roll these midterms come around.
Oh, I think we will. I think we're going to see a very negative reaction to Obamacare come, I'd say January?
Yeah, at least, yeah, by the end of January.
I agree in the chat room. I've been sitting here watching Sandy, you go, girl. That's right. They are overpaid. They work for us, but yet we overpay those suckers all the time.
Yep.
All the time.
Yeah, look at all the perks. Like he says, I mean, it's ridiculous, the perks.
I first think, just something to just throw out there with everybody talking about everything, I first think that next time we elect somebody, they need to take a class about the Constitution. They need to learn the Constitution and read it and know it before we even put them in office. Because evidently some of these guys don't know what the hell it means.
Each and every one of them takes an oath to protect the Constitution and to represent for the Constitution.
Okay, so
both sides have violated that oath.
I agree with you. This Patriot Act was supposed to be a temporary measure.
Yeah.
A temporary measure. The Patriot Act is now a way of life. The NDNA, he signed that on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the TPP?
What's the TPP?
Oh, it's something you should look up. It's where they're going to grab all the coastlines and all this and that, and basically handing it over to the global control instead of our control.
What does it stand for?
What is that? Tropical. It has to do with weather. I'll have to get that and post it somewhere.
I'll look it up. I'll find it.
But it, yeah, it's another agreement that's gonna screw Americans, American fishermen, and everybody else. It's like it's no end. That each day we get up, there's something new that they're trying to do. Another freedom they're trying to steal. Another liberty they're trying to take away. And gaining power to outside the country. We're spending too much overseas. We were in wars we should have never been in. We shouldn't even be in Syria or have no business there. And Obama giving weapons to Al-Qaeda in Syria, that's treason.
That's arming the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, that's the whole point of it all. But the thing is, too much money leaving out here. When we got all these problems here at home, you need to solve your own problems before you can go trying to tackle the world's problems.
Let me ask you, are you more worried about the Muslim Brotherhood, or are you more worried about the Jewish bankers?
I'm more worried about the Muslim Brotherhood because they're the only ones screaming, "Kill me!" All the Jewish banker wants is my money.
They're both bad.
What do you think? What do you think drives this whole machine? The Federal Reserve is a group of private bankers.
Right.
Exactly. I know all about the Rothschilds and their minions, and I know about the global banking system.
All right. Well, then you know.
Yeah.
That's
the elite behind Agenda 21.
Soros.
That's the elite behind everything. That's the elite
Soros.
Behind the mob. That's the elite that owns controls each and every corporation. That's the elite that manipulates the stock market.
Right.
Well, I'm not one that gives a damn about the stock market. I'm not one that plays the games of all that.
It's bigger than you, but you're affected.
Well,
by what goes on, what I hear you're saying that I agree with is, you know, they're in my pocket.
Yeah.
And they keep asking for more. Everywhere I look, they're finding a way to try to squeeze a dollar out of me.
Well,
and I'm already squeaking.
It's down to the power thing. The power thing. And I've said all along, you know, the Muslims, I don't think the Muslims are smart enough to know that they're being used too. See, you want to wipe out 6 billion people from the planet to get your population down to the population that you want. And to do that, the thing you do is you get the two biggest factions, religious factions out there to go at each other. Then you wipe out what's left. And then you eliminate whoever. You got to figure all these people like Pelosi and them at the in-betweeners, they'll all be gone because they'll no longer be useful.
So we had that argument not too long ago, right?
Yeah.
With the Federal Reserve Act of what 1913?
Yeah, the same year they put in the IRS.
I agree, Sandy.
I still live in that area where people will actually barter.
You can actually barter. That might be good for you rural guys.
Yeah.
It'd be a problem in the city because you couldn't support it because there's no place to grow and do the things that raise the things that we have here.
Right.
In the city, I don't know how big an apartment average is in a city, but I know out here where I live, you got to have at least 2 acres to put up anything. And most people have more than that. There's like, 1,000 acres of woods behind me?
Oh, more than that.
And that's with nobody there. It's empty woods.
Empty woods.
And there's probably 1,000 acres in front of me where
there's... Don't want nobody there.
Where there's cattle.
You know, our friend Sandy in the chat room says, and I agree with you, Sandy, you can starve a banker by taking control of her money, but a terrorist wants to change your way of life through fear. And I agree.
Oh, my God. Bankers control everything, though. They control everything.
They have their fingers
in every pie, and they're sucking the lifeblood out of the entire world.
Now, where was it that they threw the Rothschilds out and the central bank out and everything else? Well, I'm thinking it was Iceland.
What I wanted to
after Iceland went from a thriving economy to bankrupt.
And then they threw them out, and now they're back to a thriving economy again.
Yeah.
Hi, Linda.
I would love to see us go after the Rothschilds and the whole banking cartel. Oh, I would love to see that.
Amen. I'd like that.
I'm glad to see you back, Linda.
Thank you. Just listening. I finally got done.
Yeah,
Bill,
that's good. You got
Bill.
You got 3 minutes? We got about 3 minutes left.
I want to ask a question, Bill, real quick.
All right.
Why has not a Rockefeller run for president? I want to know that question.
Because probably nobody would vote for him because of the name Rockefeller.
But they're the main cause of this whole fiasco. You know that as good as well as I do.
They're involved, yes. Oh yeah, they're major players.
And on the Muslim bit, the thing I'm saying is I'm sick and tired of we're offending them. We're offending them. What about them offending us?
Well.
It looks like they diverted everybody's attention to the Muslims while the bankers keep on doing what they do and tightening up the noose.
No, he's right. Distract and divert. Distract and divert.
Yep.
We should be used to that watching this current administration.
Oh, yeah.
Distraction and diversions. And we saw the same thing the last administration. And we probably, you just keep looking. It seems to be a thing in politics. Divert, distract.
He's right about the banker.
We got about two minutes left, folks. It's been a good night.
Very good night
from everybody. I want to leave you with this.
Creature from Jekyll Island.
I want to leave you with this. God bless you all. That we all live in a world that sucks. We can't change it for everybody.
You like that, didn't you?
God bless everybody.
We got to come together.
We have to come together, or we're not going to go anywhere. You know, there's a little article on Facebook that a lady wrote that was really pretty hit home. You know, it's our fault that this is the way it is. The reason is because we're too intelligent. We put in technology. Our generation made technology and all this stuff. And what has happened is from that. We were brought up. Can you remember when you were kids and got to play in the backyard? You didn't have to worry about somebody coming and kidnapping you. You had to be in a certain time. Our parents knew how to raise us. We wanted to make more money. So we learned to do technology. We invented things. We made things. And now what are we? We're basically a little lazy.
That's what that song in the year 2525 is about.
Yeah.
It's about how we will invent the technology to destroy us.
Well, I think we've done it.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Let's be real. You got a world right now. You can shut off the power, no batteries and anything, and 3/4 of the younger generation could not function.
Exactly.
Everyone, have a good, peaceful, quiet night. Dreams be pleasant. And join us tomorrow on Linda's show, right from the left coast.
And we'll be there. And we'll see you again. We'll see you next Tuesday.
God bless.
We'll be here, and God bless y'all.
Night, Robert.
God bless America.
Thanks,
Robert.
Night, Bailey.
God bless y'all.